The U.S. National Institutes of Health describes childhood obesity as epidemic in the United States. Currently, one American child in five is overweight. To combat obesity, the U.S. Institute of Medicine put out a new report that recommends banning sodas, candy, and high-fat foods like potato chips from school vending machines and snack bars. Congress commissioned the report. Dr. Virginia Stallings, a pediatrician, chaired the committee that produced it.
Our society can really enrich the lives of the students by doing this.
Dr. Stallings says children get a substantial portion of their daily calories at school, so schools have an obligation to contribute to students' health. The report recommends replacing foods high in fat, sugar, and salt with water, low-fat milk, fruit juices, fruits, and vegetables. It also recommends that snacks contain at least one serving of fruit, vegetables, whole grain, or dairy products. A not-for-profit consumer organization says the proposed new standards for snacks are far better than what are available now. Spokeswoman Margot Wooten.
They are light years away from the current national nutrition standards that are in place in schools.
The committee recommends that schools follow the same guidelines in providing healthful food at school parties and other school activities. But a food industry representative challenges the idea that such changes will impact childhood obesity. Rick Berman is with the Center for Consumer Freedom.
And they still totally ignore the elephant in the living room, which is how much exercise and physical activity are you enjoying?
Profits from vending machine sales may become slimmer after schools in Washington, D.C. adopted a healthy snack policy. Vending machine revenue dropped. Schools often get a portion of vending machine sales. But report co-author Rosemary Diedrichs says healthy can also be tasty, and that it is up to the food industry to create tasty, healthful snacks.
I'm sure that industry is going to get very, very creative and come up with some wonderful products.
The committee's recommendations cannot be enforced unless they are written into law. But bills are in Congress that would require nutritional standards for all foods sold in schools, not just in cafeterias. Carol Pearson, VOA News.